I want you to go with me to Luke 10, 19 and 20. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, first of all, who is the serpent in the Bible? The devil. So we've got the devil and his demons. Behold, Jesus is speaking here in verse 19. I give unto you power or authority to tread on the devil and his demons and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Here's the secret. You have to be walking in total obedience to God's word. Total obedience. We have been given all this power and authority, and we're supposed to be able to kick these demons out. Well, there was a little 13-year-old girl. She had all kinds of terrible demons, and of course, almost nobody in the church understands these. I was in the Baptist church 65 years, and for the first at least 50 years of my life, I never saw a deliverance or a prayer answered or nothing. I didn't know. But one day there was a 13-year-old girl. She was in a mental institution. And what was so amazing, this little girl's hair was so knotted, you could not run a comb through that hair. There was a man and his wife that had studied God's word that understood how to get demons out of people. I certainly didn't know about it much at that time, but they did. And this man and his wife, they went in and they began to remit the sins of this little girl, remit the sins of the parents. And that's something that was new to me. But they began to do this, confess the sins, remit the sins, and forgive the sins and everything. I didn't know I could do that back in those days. But as they did this, they began to command demons to come out of this little girl. It took an hour. You think, hey, why are they doing this? This ain't going to work. You know, especially if you've been raised a Baptist like I have, you ain't never seen a deliverance in your life, you think, this ain't going to work. But all of a sudden, a demon come out of this little girl screaming, and when he came out, her hair fell into nice, silky locks of hair, just like that. Before that, her hair was all so tied, knotted up, you couldn't run your fingers through it if you wanted to. Now, who would ever dream that could be caused by a demon? Well, over the next couple of days, many demons were cast out of this little girl. She was getting better and better and better. And then all of a sudden, it was the second or third day, this pastor about noon, he would just give out. He said, I've got to take a break and rest a little while. And so one of the other pastors there said, I see how this is done now. No problem, I can do this. So he's taking a break. He just looks the little girl right in the face, and he says, she's kind of looking off to the side. He says, you demons of hell, I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus. He says it one time, and she just kind of turns and looks him right in the eye and says, I don't have to obey you. You're sleeping with your church secretary. That pastor never said another word. You want to know why we can't get prayers answered? Do you think they know everything we do? Yeah, they're very well informed. Yeah, they know what you're doing. You know, they know if you're stealing from the church treasury. They know if you've been bad to your wife. They know everything. Now then, that Proverbs 26:2 a while ago that we read, does anybody remember what that said? Proverbs 26:2, a curse causes cannot light. Cannot come upon you, can it? So without a cause, you cannot be afflicted with a demon. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. If we're really children of God, we don't sin. Let me ask you this question. Now, I want you all to be honest with me. In the last year, how many of you all have sinned at least one time? So now, wait a minute. This can't be true. Something, there's a mistake somewhere. And I finally found the answer. That whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning. I thought, okay, Lord, I can go with that. But if I'm born of God, I never sin ever again, then I ain't born of God. Because I know I've made mistakes, don't you? Sure, I know I have. Now then it says, we know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sinning. Well, that means I can make a mistake every once in a while. I can sin, I can confess my sin, but I ain't practicing sinning. Y'all see where I'm coming from? Let me ask you a question. If a young boy goes out and finds a young girl and they're both Christians and they move in together, are they practicing sinning? Yeah, they're practicing sinning. They really don't have a whole lot of knowledge of who God really is, do they? Because if they had any clue what they were doing, and the curses it was bringing upon them and their later children in life, they would not do what they're doing. If they had any idea that once they go to bed together out of wedlock, if she gets pregnant and they bring a child into the world, that child is going to be cursed for 10 generations, according to God's word. 10 generations. So now then, do you understand why people are sick and afflicted? I remember a woman one time that fell out of a chair. She actually sitting there in a pew. She was sitting there and her 18-year-old son sitting right beside her. And we were talking about demons, and all of a sudden, a demon manifested in this woman, and she fell off of the pew onto the floor into a knot and began to scream right there in the church. I'm sitting right back there listening to all this, and the pastor, he walks up there and he says, "Do you know who this woman is?" He said, looks down, he said, "I think it's my mother." He said, "Your mother has never done anything like this before?" "No." "How old are you, son?" "18. "You've never seen your mother do anything like this?" "No." So the pastor says, "Come out of her in the name of Jesus." She looks up at him and says, "I have legal right to be here." He said, "Then why, by what legal right do you have to be in this woman?" He said, "7 generations back, her grandmother committed adultery, and that's when I entered this family." 7 generations back, she had committed adultery. The demon entered, and he had been passed to all these children. She was 7 generations later, but she had the demon. Had she ever committed adultery? No, not yet. Not that we knew of. But that demon, whenever that pastor broke that curse over that woman laying there on that floor, and after he broke the curse and remitted her grandmother's and past parents' sins, he commanded that spirit to leave, and that woman was completely delivered. And she looked up at him, and she says, "Good grief, what in the world am I doing down here on the floor?" She didn't have a knowledge of no kind where she was. And so the woman was completely set free. Now, you want to know why we have so many problems? Because we have so many sins. Do we not? Are the sins getting bigger all the time? You can't turn on nothing on the television. If you turn a secular television channel on, you're going to see something that involves sex or homosexuality if you watch it more than 5 minutes. You know that? When the president and the vice president both say homosexuality is okay, when God said it's an abomination to God, I got a feeling that you better make sure you're walking righteous and holy before God. Because I got a feeling this country is going to maybe be destroyed. There's going to be some kind of devastation. And I'd already heard about 6 times that Homeland Security is preparing for civil war in the United States of America. You know, this is scary. And if there was ever a time, folks, since we're all Christians in here, if there was ever a time to be walking totally holy in obedience to God's word, is this it? I would think so. I think this is a time to be walking in obedience to God's word. That's just like me. That's how I was in the workforce all those years and did all them things for those companies. And then they come to me and said, "You got to stop talking to people about Jesus in the workplace." I said, "Forget it. There ain't no way." Then he said, "Well, the CEO said to come over here and tell you that if you don't quit that, he's going to terminate you. He's going to fire you." I said, "Good, let me clean out my desk." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I'm ready to leave." He said, "No, wait a minute, Thurman, you're not serious." I said, "Yeah, you said the CEO said he's going to fire me if I don't quit." I said, "I ain't quitting. Let me clean out my desk." He said, "Thurman, he just told me to threaten you. He said, don't fire you. You're the best engineer we got." I thought, isn't that something? I'm the best engineer they got. Why? Because I'm a man of God. Because God gives me the revelation and wisdom I have. It ain't me that's good. It's God that's in me that's good, you know. And so with Him living in me, I can do anything. I have no problems. I mean, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm a son of God, and I believe the word of God. I can pray for people. People, He's still alive. He's well. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they tell you there is no such thing as God no more. I'm telling you, they're lying to you. They don't know the truth. He's real. Hallelujah. Guarantee He's real. If He ain't real, let me tell you, I sure have seen a lot of coincidences. And I don't think none of them were coincidences. When you pray for somebody and something supernatural happened, it ain't no coincidence. It's God. He alone can show up to do these kind of things for us. Let's go back to where we were in 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keeps himself. Now, if we keep ourselves from evil, look what happens. The wicked one. What can the wicked one do to us if we don't sin? Is that good news? I don't want to give the devil any legal claim to me or my family. Y'all see where I'm coming from? I want to walk totally holy. According to this scripture, we know that whosoever is born of God does not sin. Well, you know, we ought to be able to meet that requirement. That's going to be a hard one, but should we be able to do that, CE? We should be able to do that. Yes, we should. We need to make our goal that we're children of God, and from this day forward, I'm never going to sin again. That should be the statement out of our mouth. Instead of, well, you know, I'm just a Christian. I'm saved by grace. I sin all day, every day. I guess I just have to go to the throne of grace and ask God to forgive me. Do you know that's the way a lot of Christians think? It's impossible for me to go through the day without sinning. No, it's not. It's not impossible for you and me to go through the day without sinning. And when you learn that it's the enemy that's going to put sickness and disease, he's going to hurt you because God's going to send him to you. Whenever I talk about God putting all this sickness on us, God does put sickness on us. But you know, God also uses the devil. He uses him. When we went to the Howard Pittman thing, I really learned a lot about demons. One of the things I've learned there, I was talking to Howard one day, and I said, Howard, let me ask you a question. I said, let's say that I have not sinned. I'm walking in obedience to God's word, totally, completely. And I said, all of a sudden, I begin to get a pain in the back of my hand. And then the thought comes to my mind, you're getting to the age where you're going to have arthritis. That's just arthritis beginning to develop in your hand. So I say, I got a pain in my hand. I said, I wonder if it could be the beginning of arthritis. I said, does that give the devil legal right to continue that? He said, it absolutely does. He said, he is testing you. But he said, here's the thing. God is testing you. He's teaching you how to be an overcomer. So when the pain comes, you need to realize that 700 years before Christ came to this earth, he said he bore our pain and removed our sickness. In Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, is that something? Now let me give that to you in the New Testament in Matthew 8, 17. In fact, let's read verse 16 too. When the evening was come, they brought unto Jesus many that were possessed or demonized with demons or devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. With the word, he commanded them to leave, and they left.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, Our Goal is Not to Sin Again, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.